Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The rich and unsearchable wisdom of God. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Romans 11:33. As Paul explains God's plan for the Jews and Gentiles, many questions surface. Questions for which God has answers, but which his children sometimes lack the understanding to grasp. In such cases, often the best answer God can supply is, "Father knows best." And the proper response of his children? Allow Martin Luther to answer. Walk with Martin Luther, whose study of the scriptures sparked the Reformation in Germany in the 1500s. God's ways are what he intends to do, and that cannot be discovered by human reason or thought. Therefore, people had better not dictate to God in the presumption of what is right or wrong, or how a divine act ought to be performed. On the contrary, people should humble themselves before God and confess that they know nothing of these matters and can neither advise nor teach anything concerning them. They should glorify God by acknowledging that, as their God and Creator, he knows and understands better what he is about and how he ought to govern than do we as his creatures. Today's New Testament reading is Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 36.
I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And in this way, all Israel will be saved. As it is written, "The deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins." As far as the gospel is concerned, they are enemies for your sake. But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. For God's gifts and his call are irrevocable, just as you who were at one time disobedient to God have now received mercy as a result of their disobedience. So they too have now become disobedient in order that they too may now receive mercy as a result of God's mercy to you. For God has bound everyone over to disobedience, so that he may have mercy on them all. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Who knows better what makes watches tick than the watchmaker himself? Who understands better the business of heaven and earth than the creator of both? God is in control. He knows what he is doing and how best to accomplish his purposes. Moses, who talked with God face to face for 40 years, discovered that the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. Deuteronomy 29:29. That means God is not looking for your opinion, but rather for your obedience. And obedience is something you should never have any question about.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.